Children with the most complex needs in Donegal are losing essential support under the NSSE's reviewed SNA review process. And it comes at a real human cost. I personally reviewed the situation at Skulnuarua Augustnuala in Donegal town, and I've personally reviewed what's going on down there. There are children who rely on SNA supports to eat, to move, to communicate. And these are their primary care needs. Yet, this school has been cut. 2.5 SNAs have been cut from this next September. And it's far too much for the school to manage. So, if SNAs are treated as part of the general allocation, the school is forced to choose who loses support. So, children with special classes, children in mainstream classes with complex needs, either way, inclusion fails. And the children are forced out of their communities into special needs schools. The reduction sometimes is appropriate, I acknowledge that, but this is not one of these times. Research shows best practice for the law and all show children with complex needs thrive in support in a stable, predictable and delivered educational environment within their own communities. And the ESPIN Act guarantees that every child is entitled to appropriate education. Cutting essential supports is harmful and contrary to law. And I've written urgently to all of the ministers and the relevant agencies seeking an intervention in this. The reality is stark. If these cuts continue, schools will not be able to safely manage special needs classes. And the SNO may technically instruct schools to open classes, but the practical reality for schools cannot meet the children's needs and they cannot provide essential care. This is not a threat. This is the reality that's actually going on the ground, and children's safety and education and well-being are now at risk. So these cuts undermined inclusion and the breaches of principles of the UN Convention of the Rights of the Persons with Disabilities, which Ireland have signed up to. So I call for an urgent review, particularly of Skulnuarua Augustnuala and Donegal Town, because they are in a desperate need, a desperate situation, and this review needs to be stopped and revisited immediately. So I'm asking you to intervene and that the 2.5 SNA cuts for this school in Donegal Town be stopped and that the review and the process be looked at so no child is left behind and they can be educated within their communities.
Thank you, Deputy, for raising this issue. And as you know, I did deal with it earlier at the previous leader's question. And just to say to you that I think it's important to make the point that no SNA has been removed from any school during this school year. Okay. And secondly, no SNA will lose their job. I think those are two very important points. There are no cuts to overall special needs assistance numbers. No cuts. By September next year, we will have close to 25,000. I'm told about 24,900. That's close to 25,000. We had about 23,000 funded for coming into this year plus. The numbers grew by 45% over 5 years. So it's been expansion. The needs have grown. And demand has grown as well, and it's important to meet that. So far, of the 580 odd, I think, reviews that took place, about 1%, it seems to me, of SNA posts nationally have been affected. I mean, we have 4,000 schools in our system, and about 190 have received letters indicating reductions, about 200 and... two-thirds, 68%, either no change or an increase in their SNA allocation. But we will, and in the context of the schools that you've referenced there, the NCSE will engage with those schools. I do think they should appeal, because that's the process. You know? If you feel you've been wronged or whatever, you appeal it. And that allows a mechanism to revisit the decision of the NCSE, the National Council of Special Education, to reduce the numbers in a given school. And I think it's important that be done. The Minister has paused the review, and the Minister, Nocton and Minister Moynihan, will engage intensively now to ensure that all of the concerns raised, and you've raised some, are fully understood, and that we fully support children with additional needs in our schools. And that is the objective. Sinatá Geistigoing, Tá Maid Essenezig may do blean in Igna Blina to Augustus Rodmaheshin, Tony Nishtiach, Tig may do Choma, Octarno, Gorilta bean
I understand what you're saying basically around the allocations and, you know, the deployment, but in Donegal it's not practical. So for example, if in Donegal you are deployed to somewhere within a certain radius, there's no spaces available, so that will not help. And within these schools, these children then will be left without the rapport or the relationship they've built up over the years with the SNA who's there to help them. These children in this school aren't going out anywhere over the next couple of years. They will still be there. And their primary care needs, and they've still been cut. I'm asking you if you can review this school in Donegal Town, because you can see there's definitely something wrong. 32%, according to your own figures, 32% of schools are affected. So if we're dealing with 32% of schools affected in the long run, what will that be next year and the year after? We have to make sure that we're looking after children with primary needs and their care.
I said earlier, there should be regular, the review should be regular to match need with the children who need, you know, and new children will come into schools. We have about 4,000 schools. Children will leave primary, go into second level. Children develop differently and so on like that. And as you know, the SNAs are allocated to the school. So it's a general number is allocated to the school. Obviously, in the context of children within the school then that have additional needs assessments are made. In my view, part of the problem here is there probably hasn't been a review for a number of years. And the result has been, in my view, too severe in respect of some schools. So as I said earlier, no school should lose six, no school should lose four in any one year. And again, depending on the size of the school, Skull Irua, again, 2.5 could be a significant hit to that school. I don't have the background, I don't have the specifics. So in my view, if an assessment is made by the NCSE that a certain school now doesn't really require the number of SNAs that it had two or three years ago, well, then it shouldn't hit the school with a shock decision that we're making a call to take out three or four. It should be done much more gradually, in my view. That would be our approach, and I've communicated that to the ministers. Obviously, the ministers agree with me on that, and the SCSE. And I think that's the way to proceed here. And I think the minister now is going to sit down with the NCSE. They're going to work this out. Obviously, the NCSE and CNOS will engage with the schools concerned and see what we can do.